person, would you ever say they acted a little kind of
peculiar?
Just peculiar, a little bit. What? Any other terms?
Just let's see, peculiar and old fashioned. That
okay.
Might be used on it.
Now the word you didn't mention queer. What does that mean?
Queer.
Yeah.
Peculiar. The same as peculiar. I always took it to mean.
Okay, talking about a person, if you said he was a queer, what would that mean? Would it mean he was eccentric, or odd, or
odd?
Would it mean something else? Is the word taken on a different meaning?
It takes on a different meaning
today.
Uh-huh.
It would mean what? Homosexual.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Homosexual.
A person who made up his mind about something, and folks could never change him. What would they say about him? He was just.
Hard-headed, stubborn.
Okay. You couldn't joke with him. He was mighty
touchy.
Touchy. He would always get
back at you. Or
he's awfully
nervous.
You joke at him, and he'd get
riled.
Riled. I didn't know he'd get so
upset.
Or surety, you ever hear that?
Surety, no.
Alley, you mentioned
no, I never heard
touches.
That. Touchy, I've heard that. I didn't know he was so touchy. But surety, I didn't know.
Somebody might get mad, or?
Yeah, I didn't know he'd get so mad.
Yeah.
Mad so easy.
And you'd be in a situation with somebody like that, and you'd say, now just
keep cool.
Keep calm.
Keep calm.
Keep calm, we'll get out of this.
Yeah.
After a hard day, you come in and tell your wife, you say, well, I'm pooped. I'm
tuckered out.
I'm just okay.
Beat or bushed.
Then you might say, if you were very, very tired, you might say, I'm all
wore out.
Okay, I'm wore out.
Bottom's dragging my tracks out.
I'm completely
exhausted.
I'm just
wore out.
Give out.
Yeah, or give out.
Give out. Okay.
Give out.
All right. And it might make you sick, and you might say, well, I'll be well
tomorrow.
Or bye. I'll get well. You might say, I feel a little bit
tired and sleepy and run down.
Sleepy, I better
go to bed.
I'm gonna go over to the couch
and lay down a while.
Lay down. In about an hour, I'll
be fine.
I gotta sleep a little while. In about an hour, I'll
get up and go to bed.
Okay. And talking about somebody, you might say, he's still sleeping. You better go
wake him up.
Wake him up. Somebody who can't hear very well is getting a little
deaf.
Yeah. Oh, you've been out working hard, and you take your shirt off, and you say, look how I
sweated
out there. Now, the folks, what I hear is they used to give sassafras tea for them things, you know, you'd get on your skin. What would they call them? Kind of sore places, and they'd come up, right? A sore place, you'd call out have a core in it, maybe.
Rhizomes.
Or they call them what else?
Pimples.
Boils. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And what would come out of that?
Core.
Yeah. That the stuff that would drain out, you'd call the
corruption.
Corruption.